The Wasteland. The near future. Movie clerk David Snyder and overlord Immortan Hoof fight to rid the decaying landscape of the cinematic naivety which infests it. After being told that their animation output is lagging, Apocalypse Video is outfitted by Dave with increased cartoon coverage and a computer-enhanced theme song. It has become the ultimate super pod, Robopod.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video, Robopod. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by ruler of the wasteland and a hero to the forgotten, Immortan Hoof.
I love the poor, Dave.
But do you, or are you just interested in your, What do they always say? What's the standard thing they always say about corporate businessmen? Your bottom line. Do you only care about your bottom line?
I'm just trying to prevent my profits from going down on the fractions, Dave.
That line really stuck with you, didn't it?
Yeah, I was like, what does that mean? Like...
Well, we're of course referring to the previous episode we did, No News is Good News, a very pointed social commentary, satire, mainly poking fun at Geraldo Rivera and his Al Capone embarrassment. That was a great episode. We heralded that episode as one of the best so far in the series. The same cannot be said for Night of the Archer. This episode takes a complete 180 from the previous episode's direction in that it abandons any pointed social commentary for straight up just silliness. And I don't know, maybe there's like a tiny, tiny thread of what they were doing before as far as commentary, but
so I feel like there's commentary, but it's going in the wrong way.
Exactly. So when I say the commentary, so basically this is Night of the Archer, and the main point of this episode is that there's a crazy Errol Flynn Robin Hood motherfucker going around stealing meat from OCP, OCP meat factories or something. Like, OCP's just got its hands in everything.
Yeah,
meat
it is factories, funny. We malls. Start seeing more stuff that they own. Like,
so it's everything. They're basically Amazon.
Yeah, they got drugs too.
They got everything, man. But so this guy is stealing everything, like giving it to the poor, and basically trotting himself as a hero of the forgotten, the poor. And somehow he slips away from RoboCop every time he tries to apprehend him, even though he's just a fucking guy in a Robin Hood outfit and a bow and arrow. That's all he is, which is something I'll address in a minute in more detail. But that's basically the gist of the episode. This guy is robbing from the rich, OCP, giving to the poor. But the big spoiler of the episode, and this is the point we were touching at, where maybe there's sort of a thread of commentary here, is that it turns out the Robin Hood guy called the Archer is just this guy called Walter Maddox, who is the chairman of another company that's trying to drive OCP stocks down, or not their stocks or profits, whatever, so that he can buy their company and just eliminate his competition. So that's like the tiny, tiny thread of something that this episode is trying to say, or maybe something that's a little more adult.
I don't know.
But that's it.
I saw something different.
What'd you see?
And it comes from a quote directly from RoboCop's mouth. This is not KRUD editing. This is
oh, yes. Okay, I know where you're going with this.
And he says, RoboCop says, and I quote,
"Leave it to the law to decide what is just."
And I hear that, and I know in personal life, David, you know how I feel about that kind of thing, but I'm just like... Okay, let's pause. Like, that's not necessarily true. I mean, there's been a lot of
things. That's the shocking thing about this episode, really.
So it's interesting because this is almost like the same episode as the Brotherhood, except reversed, because you have someone with, quote, good intentions doing these questionable things. And you have, instead of Hedgecock, who is clearly not the most moral person, and you have instead this time Lewis really sympathetic with the Archer and Archer's cause, the delinquent's cause. So you have it's almost like the same episode in my opinion, but just flipped. And you have quote unquote a good guy doing bad things or doing illegal things this time. But yeah, I just like I can't. And again, this episode kind of wowed me in all the in all the opposite ways, like that No News is Good News did. So, I don't have too much to say about this episode, but I just think that this episode is clearly saying, like, the law needs to trump everything. And I'm like, that's not
which is a dangerous message.
Yeah, I mean, there's some laws that we need to maybe rethink, you know? I'm just saying, like, maybe we shouldn't lock up people for everything that they do. So... I just, yeah, like
ingesting that... Mountain Dew live wire is not a crime.
Let people have as much live wire as they want.
That's it's our body. It's our choice.
Yeah. Don't tread on me. So RoboCop, I think RoboCop's in the wrong in this episode, and it's all played straight. It's all played straight. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's played
weird.
Straight. It's played straight amongst the backdrop of there's a fucking Robin Hood running around just like Errol Flynn's Robin Hood. And that's the thing that undercuts the any point this episode is trying to make. And I think you bring up a good point. Like, maybe the writers are like subtly trying to have a thing like what you're saying, where like maybe RoboCop is in the wrong here, because like he is very stubborn. He's very much just like, no, fuck this guy, to the point where he literally shakes his fists when the archer escapes.
Yeah, RoboCop, actually, that's funny you say that, because RoboCop does kind of quote-unquote be, or not quote-unquote, but he kind of becomes a little bit obsessed with the Archer.
Goodbye to you all. I'm off until the next time, when the forgotten are remembered.
You can run, Archer, but you cannot hide.
So we're seeing more flaws in RoboCop as we go on.
And to the point where he basically like hates the innocent. Like I'm just going to call him Errol Flynn. When Errol Flynn is like throwing, or the Archer, I'll say the Archer, whatever. When the Archer is like throwing, what is it, money or whatever to the poor, and he basically turns the people on RoboCop. RoboCop can't do anything because like they're innocent. He's just his programming prevents him from like doing anything. Oh. So the Archer runs away, and RoboCop is basically just like, ah, fuck. Like, you can tell he is pissed at these people. He can't do anything about it. Yeah. They're the innocent, but he can't. His programming restricts him from doing anything, and he literally like shakes his fist. He's like, like that, like he like a comical bad guy would do, like, oh, those damn Duke boys or whatever. It's just like it's like it's crazy, and to the point where it really puts a strain on Robo and Lewis's romantic relationship that they clearly established in the previous episode.
So how long are you not going to speak to me?
We have nothing to say.
Aw, come on, Murphy, you're taking this too seriously.
And you may not be taking this seriously enough.
Don't you see, Murphy? The Archer is a visionary of the future. He just wants to lead the poor and homeless back to self-sufficiency and self-respect.
If that's his goal, he should not do it by breaking the law.
But...
he is leading these people to believe that crime pays.
Yeah, so I think behind the scenes they hooked up.
Definitely.
So now
come
we're
on,
seeing
Murphy, stop being so serious. Maybe you're not being serious enough. I love this. I love the fact that she puts on, so basically Archer Mania takes over the city. They're making toys, they're making t-shirts, one of which Lewis buys and wears to work. She's wearing an Archer t-shirt to work, and she's just like, relax, chief, I'll put it on under my suit. It's like, what? Like, this is one case I'm with RoboCop on. It's like, what? You don't go to work wearing like a fucking wrestling t-shirt or something. Like, ah, I'm wearing my Hulk Hogan shirt to work. Ah, I'll just throw my vest over it. It's like, no, that is not professional. It is not Casual Monday at Metro West.
Lewis
or Casual Friday, excuse me, not Casual Monday.
Lewis is a fan of Archer.
But this is kind of crazy, right? It's just like... This is another thing where it's just like, this would, if this were more serious and, you know, not a cartoon, obviously, this would not be a moment where one of our characters comes in wearing one of our police characters comes in wearing an Archer t-shirt to work. And this is a weird thing, too. A weird thing happens here. Like, she gets catcalled because she's wearing a t-shirt?
Does she?
She does. They're like, ooh, when she walks in. Oh. And she's just wearing a t-shirt. What the fuck is happening?
Calm yourselves, boys. My heart belongs to the Archer.
This could be bad for me, but I didn't see that as a catcall. I'm like, I saw it as more of like, you're wearing that? Like, it's scandalous. Like,
It's the t-shirt.
But it's not like she had a wet enemy.
It's not like she walked in wearing a wet t-shirt or like a see-through shirt. It's just a fucking shirt with Robin Hood on it. It's like, what's the attraction here, guys? I saw it as catcalling.
Oh, maybe you're right. I could be totally in the wrong. It could be my blinders on right now. I don't know. So I definitely leave it to the audience to decide. I could be totally wrong.
So. But yeah, basically, long story short, the archer gets exposed. RoboCop takes off his mask in a real Scooby-Doo moment. And Lewis is like, Walter Maddox. And RoboCop records him. And I love that the guy does this too. Like, surely he is aware that RoboCop is a robot and can probably record things. So he goes on to say, the thing that his type always does in these things, where it's just like, it was easy to fool these idiots. Man, I don't care about the poor. I care about my profits, man.
Walter Maddox, why? Those people worshipped you. They trusted you.
Why, you ask?
Walter Maddox, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Save your breath, Chrome Dome. I'll talk. It's all over now anyway.
I don't care about the poor, you fools. By tricking them into destroying OCP's holdings, I was crippling OCP.
So it'd sell out to me, thereby destroying my biggest rival.
It was easy to make the dopes think I was their savior.
And what I love is RoboCop walks over to a news van that's just conveniently there. He sticks his data spike in, and a giant TV just comes up out of the top of this van and just plays to all the people that are wearing these archer costumes. They're like, what? And then it transmits to every TV in Detroit, seemingly, and it just plays this message. And then obviously Walter Maddox's plans are kaput, and that's kind of your episode.
It's funny because they throw in Maddox when he gets caught. He specifically says, it's over anyway, so I might as well just explain my whole plan.
It was crazy. I guess maybe he does know that RoboCop is a robot, yeah. And, he can record everything and whatever.
So he says, I don't care about the poor. That's about it. I mean, I guess there's maybe something going on about be careful who you trust or whatever, or maybe they're saying the poor are easily manipulated. I don't know. So
they are so easily manipulated in this episode.
Well, they go from 0 to 100 real quick. And I guess that's because the episode's only 20 minutes, so they have to.
Well, to the point where they put on Archer costumes and are his army, essentially. Yeah.
And then they start burning down factories, and so I don't know.
But, yeah.
I think this episode's all over the place and mostly in bad ways and stuff like that. So, but there were two things that stood out to me that were kind of what the heck is going on or something like that. But there was one moment in the very beginning, I forget what happens, but someone tells a joke and then it shows everybody laughing in the diner. Everybody's laughing. And then it cuts to the TV and it shows people laughing.
Yeah, they were laughing at RoboCop.
Yeah, it was it was a really weird, goofy moment. I was just like, that's really funny. That's legit funny. And then
this is building up the resentment that RoboCop has to the public. They're all laughing at me.
Yeah, so maybe the climax, this will result in a grand climax in our final episode or whatever, where RoboCop snaps again and then just goes mad. But then the other thing that stood out to me is that in this episode, so the archer, he's in, I think they're in a mall, at least some kind of shopping center. And Archer's broken. They're looting, basically. But what surprised me the most is that, so I'm thinking they're in a mall. The cops are using smoke grenades in the mall, against these people. And I'm like, okay, seems a little drastic, but. I guess you got
Dude, I was thinking, control. I just recently watched that Waco miniseries, and I was just like, it's going to be fucking incendiaries. The police know what they're doing. They're trying to burn down the mall. They know exactly what they're doing, throwing those tear gas grenades in there.
Oh,
it's Waco, man.
And then the other thing that happens is after Maddox is caught, Lewis, she says,
greed? All this was because of greed? But you were already rich. How much is enough?
There's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
Well, this was kind of, to me, this is kind of, and this line made me laugh, Lewis's line here, because I feel like this is a moment where the writers are dumbing down the message of, if, well, whatever message there may have been in this episode, corporate greed, I suppose. But her line of greed, oh, this was because of greed. I'm just like, oh, poor naive Lewis. You just don't know how the world works, do you?
But
to me, that was like dumbing it down for the kids. Like, oh, greed is bad. Got it.
Yeah.
Hate is always ugly.
Oh, that reminds me. So that would have been a good moment to end the show on. But instead, they go back to the diner, I believe, right? Yes, they go back to the diner, I think, and they're watching the news. And basically, the chairman of OCP is just like, RoboCop has proposed an idea to donate a portion of the police pension to the poor. I would have loved to have seen that scene. See, again, like, talking in the last episode, that would have been a great moment where we see, like, the epilogue is RoboCop at a press conference, you know, like, there's a podium, and he's just like, I propose that. You know, like, I wanted that scene. I don't want a condensed, here's what happened in news report form. I want full on a news conference or press conference with RoboCop sitting down, and then he gets up to go to the podium. He busts out like a little piece of paper, just like I propose. I wanted the entire shebang, but we don't get it. I was a little disappointed.
I forgot about that, but that's right. And okay, so
well, the implications of that are pretty great.
Yeah, I'm like, this gives the whole episode a new depth that I kind of I completely forgot about that, but. Okay, so wait. So I have a question, because maybe this is just something that I've just been completely ignorant of, but I know that OCP developed RoboCop, but I was thinking that they like kind of contracted RoboCop out. But if they have the ability to take from the pension of the entire police force, that makes me think that the police force is actually like privatized.
Well, that's I mean, if you look back at the movies, that's something that I believe happens in the second movie. Like, in the first movie, I remember them saying something like the city gets into a contract with OCP to fund and run the police department. Oh, so they are running the police department.
Oh, okay. Well, I totally missed that. I mean, because I was thinking it was opposite, like basically like RoboCop's like a gun or piece of equipment. Like, okay, you pay OCP, you know, $1 million for the month or whatever, and then you get to use them. But I guess OCP has control over the cops, so that's
well. That kind of factors into the RoboCop 2. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Maybe I won't say anything, but that's a big plot point in RoboCop 2, is the relationship between OCP and the city of Detroit.
So this cartoon takes place after 2 or 3?
No, this came out a year after the first movie and 2 years before RoboCop 2.
Oh, okay. So technically,
the cartoon did it first.
Oh my God. Truth wrong.
Just like it did the Nightcrawler episode in the previous one. It's doing everything first, man. RoboCop the animated series is on the front line.
Welcome to D&G Dave and Goathoof News, where we're bringing you the truth.
But I love that this, again, like kind of like rendering any sort of like thin point they were trying to make useless. I love that this ends on a tropey freeze frame of the police chief saying, looking right into the camera, by the way, saying, "It's nice to see things are back to normal." And then it just pauses. He's just like staring like, and then it cuts to the credits. I love freeze frames. And it's something that we never see like in media post, I don't know, 2000, whatever.
Yeah. But you have to, it takes a certain skill to use that. So.
Well, and also a certain willingness to just go silly, because the freeze frame is patently silly, right?
Right.
So. And like, it could be used in something like this. Maybe not I doubt that the RoboCop live action TV show ended on freeze frames. Maybe it did. I never really saw it. That was a thing, by the way. Maybe a future RoboPod, I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
But you don't know if you can take it.
I just found out that existed like 2 months ago when I was trying to help our friend Ryan, Ryan from the show. I was trying to help him out to watch the movie, and I thought that I found it on YouTube, but he's like, dude, this is the live action series. And I'm like, I didn't even know that existed.
It was a Canadian TV show.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Okay. Maybe someday in the future.
Maybe the Robopod will live on past the animated series. Only time will tell.
Yeah, only time will tell. That's for sure.
And only if it has only one season. I'm not willing to go more than one season on that. that would just be insanity.
Yeah.
That's more Robo than I can handle. But but anyway, that's kind of the episode. And there's one more thing I wanted to mention with this. Archer characters in modern pop culture. It doesn't work. I'm sorry. It's a stupid idea. Why is this a thing? I get it's like it's just an obsession that people have with Robin Hood, and they're trying to bring that character into modern day times. But you always question it, like the Avengers, for instance. Like, don't get me wrong. I love the character of Hawkeye in that, you know, I like that, you know, I get why he was made, quote unquote, the heart of the team or this and that, or he's kind of the human side of the team. He's just an archer, so what else can he do? They even go as far as to pointing it out in Age of Ultron, where he's just like, I know, this is crazy. I'm out here, there's fucking robots outside, and I got a bow and arrow. None of this makes sense. Like, I like that they kind of try to address that character, but ultimately, it's a guy with a bow and arrow. And the guy with the bow and arrow is always going to run into a situation, especially in stuff like the Avengers or in this case, RoboCop, where he's going up against an insurmountable force with a bow and arrow. It's just, it doesn't work. Robin Hood fit in the Robin Hood times, and that's cool. But when you try to bring an archer like Green Arrow, it's just like, ultimately, he's going to run out of fucking arrows. I'm sorry. It's just like, that's all you got. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. Why are archers in comics and pop culture still a thing? It's like this obsession with Robin Hood. Just leave it in Robin Hood times. It's insanity. What's your stance on this?
I don't know. I've never really put too much thought into the archer zeitgeist.
But it is a thing, am I right?
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, I guess it's there was a show Arrow, we had Hawkeye in the Marvel universe, and then we have he still has comics, so I mean it's definitely a thing. And they're still making Robin Hood movies, so
people love Robin Hood, man. There's a new Robin Hood movie every few years. The movie industry is dead. We are in a post-apocalypse, and they're still making Robin Hood movies. That's how you know the public or I don't know, the movie business is just obsessed with Robin Hood. They will not let it die.
And I was just going through the archives, and I read that around 2020 they were talking about coming back with a live action Robin Hood for Disney with the Fox. So they were gonna do it in like cat style.
Oh, that my was a thing. God.
So
I never heard of that.
So I didn't go further in the archives because sometimes I just like to take breaks and see how it goes. But yeah, so maybe if I keep reading, then in the future in 2021 or something like that, they're gonna have a cat style Robin Hood.
You mean the past?
Yeah, or they did have that. So I don't know.
Hey, don't sweat it, dude. Time is weird out here in the wasteland.
Yeah, time's a flat circle.
It's 2021 somewhere, am I right?
But yeah, I don't have too much to say about your Archer soapbox, but I guess, you know,
it just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
I'm glad to know your passions, Dave. So, I mean, it's something to consider. And,
well, it just seems so silly to me that, like, in all the episodes prior to this, RoboCop can bust through walls. He can, like, pinpoint shoot things with his energy gun, but yet this fucking guy with the bow and arrow somehow evades him. It doesn't make sense. There should not be a scene of RoboCop shaking his fists in anger because an archer got away. Like, it doesn't make sense. He's got thermographic vision, man. Come on.
I don't know, you can't beat the past.
And maybe that's the true meaning of this episode. Oof, I think he got it. That's going to do it for this episode of the Apocalypse Video RoboPod. We'll be back next time with Rumble in Old Detroit.
What Maddox did was rotten, but regardless of his selfish motives, he reminded us all that the poor in this city need to be helped. I have here a proposal submitted by RoboCop to provide money for the poor, collected from interest on the police pension and other city funds. We're going to institute his ideas and start helping the poor and homeless.
Heroes don't come along too often, and you're the real thing.
That walking coffee can a hero? Ha! Put a sock in it, lady.
It's nice to see things are back to normal.